Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Steve-O from the Nerdogodcast, and here's your Nerdogodcast Daily Devo. Recently, I rewatched Batman Begins, and it never fails to remind me of one of my favorite Batman comics, Batman Year One, written by the one and only Frank Miller. I love it because you can see the beginnings of the Dark Knight before he donned the cape and cowl. You get more of his origin rather than the typical his parents were just killed parts that you usually get in the other Batman stories. As you read and begin to see him develop as a character and hero, you see traces of what will come in the future. In the Old Testament, we see countless foreshadowings of Jesus, from people in the Bible who are what the theologians call types of Jesus, to most prophets straight up telegraphing that Jesus is coming, from the fact that he was born of a virgin, to where he was going to be born, and even the events of his death for our sins. Just like Frank Miller wrote Batman already knowing who Batman was, God told us his story knowing Jesus would be sent to save us. The Bible even says in Revelation that Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And that reminds me of Romans 5:8, and it's one of my favorite verses. And it says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So wherever you are in life, whether it be the beginning of your walk with Christ, or if you're a seasoned saint, God has loved you since he created this world, so much so that he knew we would be sinners, and he sent his own son to die for us. God never has a plan B for our lives. He works things out in his way and his timing, all out of his love for us. Let that love encourage you. And that's all the time we have for today. If you want more Nerdogodcast fun, listen to our full show wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Or check us out online on all the social media platforms at Nerdogodcast, or visit our blog at nerdogodcast.com. I'm Steve-O from the Nerdogodcast, and until next time, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.